Weather for today is going to be much better than yesterday. In fact, Tom A is on the road this morning with breaking news from Dexter, New Mexico.
That's right, Kevin. I just got here in Dexter, and the Chavez County Sheriff's Office is not allowing anyone who doesn't live here. Now, they've allowed me to be out here in the city limits to get some information from them, but, you know, that tornado tore through Dexter yesterday around 6 p.m. It carried a lot of strong winds and a lot of heavy rain as well. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington told me that it uprooted vehicles, small homes, and a lot of manufactured homes that they have here in Dexter. Now, the reason they're not allowing a lot of people to come here as well is because they still have live power lines down. They don't want anybody to get hurt any more than they were last night. Last night, of course, you talk about the first responders coming to the aid of this situation. First responders, of course, Roswell, Artesia, Eddy County. They came from Lee County. The folks in Roosevelt County were ready to come down in case they needed some help as well. Now, Harrington tells me that five people were taken to the hospital last night with minor injuries. Some of those others had major injuries. 10 homes, Kevin, were uprooted, were either seriously damaged or destroyed last night. And those people spent time in a local shelter last night. So thankfully for ENMU Roswell, they had the shelter open for those folks that were displaced last night. Now, along with that, tragedy struck one of the dairies here at about 6:30 or so. They started to vandalizing the dairies, and there was cows that were killed, about 150 of them, with that debris from that tornado. When it hit them, it killed them. So the agriculture industry was also hurt last night. Now, Harrington says that he has just been amazed by the help that they've gotten from the other folks across the region. I spoke to one lady who said about 37 years ago, she was living in Saragossa, Texas. Now, that's a little West Texas town just outside of Pecos. A F5 tornado hit that community, totally devastated it. She was in the middle of it. 200 people were killed in that tornado. Now, fortunately, the sheriff said that this tornado was a strong one. We still don't know how strong that tornado was, but we'll get more on that from the National Weather Service later today. The schools are closed today in both Dexter and in Hagerman as folks begin to pick up the pieces here. Now, they were literally going to house yesterday, making sure everyone was being accounted for. And, you know, that's not unusual, Kevin, for people in tight-knit communities like this. You know, when someone is in need, they are there for one another. And they were there last night in the midst of devastation that happened last night. Of course, we'll have more information on this situation here in Dexter as people begin to pick up the pieces here in this community. In Dexter, for MTD Radio News, I'm Tom A. Reese.
And Tom will be back in the studio coming up tomorrow morning.